To the surprise of no one, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the Iowa straw poll yesterday. The event, a fundraiser for the Iowa Republican Party, is considered an early test of organizing power in the state that will kick off the presidential nominating season this winter. Romney collected 31% of the votes cast yesterday, but turnout was low, raising questions about how excited Republicans really were about their choices. The straw poll was also notable for its no-shows. Frontrunners like Rudy Giuliani and John McCain chose not to compete, as did candidate-in-waiting Fred Thompson. NPR's David Green sent this report from Ames, Iowa.
With all the news about updated voting machines and new technology, here we were at the Iowa straw poll, and a voting machine malfunctioned. So it was on to a recount that delayed everything more than an hour. But finally...
And number one... The governor of Massachusetts, the past governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney.
Romney quickly headed to a spot outside Iowa State's basketball gym so he could talk to reporters.
I am delighted. I've tried losing and I've tried winning, and I do like winning better. With that, we'll take any questions you may have.
And one of those questions was about the low turnout. There were reports that as many as 40,000 people would be here, but only about 14,000 votes were cast. Romney shook that off.
Not a huge turnout. It's really not a huge turnout. I don't think people expected a huge number, particularly with a 100 heat index.
Romney finished with over 31% of the votes, the same percentage as George W. Bush got here in 1999, and only a few points better than Romney has been getting in recent polls in Iowa. Finishing second was former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee with 18%. He declared victory, too.
Tonight is a victory. I mean, everyone, the conventional wisdom was that Romney would get more than 50% of the vote, that we would be in fourth or fifth place. Look at the numbers. We won tonight.
Right behind Huckabee was another social conservative, Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, and behind him yet another, Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, who had been criticized for dwelling on one issue, immigration. The night was disappointing for Ron Paul, whose fifth-place finish suggested his ability to draw crowds and internet support may not translate into votes. Behind him was former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. Early in the day, he told voters he'd made a serious push in Iowa.
And I'm the one candidate, ladies and gentlemen, that just come off of 20 days, traveling to all 99 counties, 110 cities. And I did it because I wanted to go into the homes and the cafes of people all over Iowa.
Thompson even said if he didn't finish first or second, he'd drop out. In the end, he came in sixth. The two candidates not attending but still on the ballot, Rudy Giuliani and John McCain, each got about 1%, roughly the same as Fred Thompson, who hasn't even declared he's running. All day long, the tent where Romney gathered his troops was bustling. The campaign handed out battery-powered fans to supporters like Mel Adama.
It's a fan for people that are going to get warm, and I'm sure it's probably going to get fairly warm today. There you go.
Oh, that feels good. I appreciate that.
You bet.
As it turns out, Adama was President Bush's campaign chair in a county in western Iowa. So this year, he's already been visited by a number of the Republican hopefuls.
Did a lot of the candidates come to visit with you?
All of them.
Oh, really?
All of them, yes.
Adama said the straw poll is a serious test for the candidates who come.
It shows organizational strengths by someone who's not from Iowa.
Nearby, Mike Huckabee was entertaining his backers with music. He's the bass guitarist in a band called Capital Offense.
We hope you'll enjoy Taking Care of Business.
And with another of the calendar rituals completed, the long 2008 presidential campaign rocks on. David Green, NPR News, Des Moines.